To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shut up, Evan. Yeah.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We're talking a lot of Warriors today, and rightfully so. They played a very intriguing game last night. Almost got one against Philly with guys such as Melton, Hield, Post, Spencey, Guy Santos. Philly ended up winning the game. Those guys ended up coming back from 24.
You buried the lead.
Okay.
Did I hear we're getting a ping pong table in the office?
It's being discussed, but I don't know if that was for publication.
That's a game changer. I'm excited.
I don't know that we have room for one.
Well, I just wanted to put it out there so maybe we could get this ball rolling.
It's in the early stages. Seeds have been planted.
Well, you can't tell me anything.
I mean, I just remember once going over to back in the day, the Twitter offices, when they used to be on Market. They had coffee, they had snacks, they had pinball machines, they had foosball tables, they had ping pong tables, they had
pool?
Probably.
Jordan Pool?
They probably had pool, and they probably had that stuff you kids play, Game Boys and Atari, stuff like that.
Atari's from like the 90s. I'm not a big video game guy, but I can run a pool table, Stein. We should play sometime.
You know who you should play is Dan Daly.
He is really good.
Of Lawton Skilled Nursing, Generations Healthcare.
He's a fantastic partner for us here. He's also a shark.
So you played against him?
No, but he's told me about his game, and then our other buddy from the cafeteria has actually played against him, and he can vouch for him because I've played with a few of our listeners, and they're really good, and they say that Dan Daly, he's a stick.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. He practices a lot.
He still practices?
Well, that's you know what I mean.
Oh.
He practices. It's a pool table's, you know, just like an athlete, a pool table's gym is a bar, really. Instead of a stadium, they put it in a bar. So there you go.
Yeah, but there's a difference between playing at a bar and then just playing. Because usually, you know, you have a couple and the angles start to change a little bit. And you find your sweet spot and then you lock in. Just like the Warriors.
So here's my question. A lot of Steve Kerr can't develop young players. Isn't that more of an organizational thing than just Steve Kerr? I mean, the one thing this organization seems to be on the same page about, whether it's Curry, Butler, Draymond, Kerr, Dunleavy, Lacob, is, you know, the first preference goes to the veterans who've won rings. That's a company-wide policy, almost. It's a company-wide strategy. So is it Kerr or is it more than Kerr when we talk about trying to shoehorn young players into a rotation with former stars or stars, Hall of Famers?
I mean, there's really been two players that you could say have developed under Steve Kerr. One of them was Kevon Looney. I think you could say he developed. He developed into a player that helped you win a title. So that's multiple titles. That's a win. And then Jordan Poole is the other player that developed under his watch. And that's why you know, watching the game last night, and again, I hate to bring it back to Maxey, but Maxey was good enough to force, and I realize the Sixers didn't, you know, they weren't a championship team. They never actually even, you know, got to a conference finals, but that was a player that made them feel comfortable with moving on from James Harden, who was pretty good for them. You know, not obviously not as good as a Curry or anybody of that caliber, but he's a pretty good player. You know, if Tyrese Maxey wasn't that good, they might have kept hold of Harden because they couldn't afford to let him go. So I think there's a lot of teams that you look at and say, all right, well, why did Miami feel comfortable with moving on from Jimmy Butler? Well, because they got some good young players. You know, Tyler Hero's solid. Bam Adebayo is a good player. You know, they were able to have players allow them to push the older sort of burning stars or dwindling stars out of the door. And that's where the Warriors have fallen short. Is that on Steve Kerr? Is that on the organization? You know, you can make the case that maybe it's on some of the vets as well. You know, obviously Draymond Green had a hand in why Jordan Poole isn't here. And I don't know if Jordan Poole was a guy. I don't think he was a guy who could carry your franchise, but he certainly was somebody that could help you right now.
Yeah.
And they just haven't been able to find anyone, it feels like, under the age of 25 that you can look at, rely on night in and night out and say, we're going to be okay.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Mike in Berkeley. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
Doing well. Hey, just I know everybody's kind of frustrated, and I've been following a particular situation for a couple of years, and that's Moses Moody. And I'm really getting tired of him getting lumped in with Podziemski and Kuminga because he's not those guys. He doesn't have a bad attitude. He comes and he shows up and he plays hard every single game, even if he's mistreated by Kerr, which he has been in the past. Everybody's seen that. And, you know, I just think he deserves better than that. He's a young, young man. He's 23. He started with the Warriors when he was 18 years old. And my question is, and my thought is what conversations are being had with this young man as far as trying to develop him? Because I saw him go out and pump in seven three-pointers in the first half of a game the other day. And then the following game, Kerr had him go stand in the corner, waiting to get his opportunity. Instead of designing plays for him, pumping him up, making him feel like he's a contributor, which he is, I think it all points to Steve Kerr. I don't think he knows how to develop these guys. I don't think he knows how to converse with them.
All right, Mike, I'm going to take a shot at answering the question. And his main thing was he doesn't like Moody getting lumped in with Pods and Kuminga. And he said, you know, those two guys have bad attitudes. That's not why I'm lumping them in. First of all, I don't think Pods has a bad attitude. He's got an attitude, but it's not a bad attitude. I'm not convinced Kuminga has a bad attitude. He is in a bad spot right now. The reason I'm lumping them together is because they're the three players who are representative of the Warriors' younger core that they hope will be here after Curry. And here's why I'm lumping them all in together is because Kuminga looks lost. Podziemski doesn't know, is trying to do too much. And the reason I'm putting Moody in there, and you can, I'm not saying he doesn't play hard. He's lost his edge. Moody's lost a little bit of his edge, and I think it's because of what you were saying, caller, in Berkeley, because I think he has grown a little frustrated with how he's been treated. But I do think Moody's lost a little bit of his edge because when he was helping, he was really defending with vigor. And that's the way, to me, his effort stands out, not so much whether he's making shots or not.
I mean, I also think, too, that he's a streaky shooter. You know, that's kind of been his problem, is his percentages are fine. Like, he's shooting 38% from three right now, a little bit higher, actually. But against OKC, he's 1-for-5. Against New Orleans, the caller's right, he was 8-for-12. That was back in the middle of November. And he's 1-for-6. You know, I think one of the reasons why I put him with Kuminga and Podziemski is because the common thread is inconsistency. They're all inconsistent players. And in comparison to Kuminga, you know, Moody is more dependent on other players, right?
Right.
Against some of the longer, lengthier, faster teams, he really struggles. Against Houston, you could tell he's just overwhelmed against some of those wing guys. You know, I don't think it's a coincidence that he makes the 8-3, 7 in the first quarter against New Orleans, a team that's not very good. And the next night, the next game, they go to Orlando, where you're looking at a bunch of 6-7 dudes that can fly all over the floor, and Moody can't get a shot off. That's just the reality. So I think why I put them all together is because for various reasons, coaching, individual, organizational failure, whatever you want to call it, all three of them have not been consistent enough to when the big three, especially when Curry and Jimmy are out, to have any sense of reliance on them right now.
And like, this is where I don't know how to process the stats. And I'll be honest with you, because I'm looking at pods. He's shooting 38% from three. And Moody's shooting 38.5. But it doesn't feel like they're shooting that well. You know what I mean? Does it to you?
No, it doesn't.
It just doesn't. They don't. I don't know whether it's they go three games and don't shoot well, and then they have the big game to get their percentage up to 38. But it doesn't feel like I never think either one of them is an automatic make from out there. Let's go to Gabriel in Davis. Hey, Gabriel, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Steiny?
Hey.
Hey, I got a couple things for you. The first one is, I think what's really happening, I mean, I think we all know that Kerr may not be the right coach for this team, and I get that. That's fine. But I think the bigger problem is, every 10 years or so, 10, 15 years, the NBA turns a page. The last time it turned, it was Steph Curry's turn, and we rode that wave, and it was amazing. I loved it, right? I think OKC is the new Warriors. I just think that we're playing for second place, and it's driving us crazy. Like, when they beat us, they weren't even trying, kind of like the way we used to be. And I think if you look at it, there really is no way for us for success long term. Okay, that's all I was going to say on that. But the other thing I wanted to say really quick is for all my Aggies out, this is for you, Steiny.
UC
Davis is playing this Saturday, nationally televised game at 7 o'clock. So all my Aggies in the Bay, come support. We're going to take down North Dakota State, hopefully, if we beat them this weekend.
I'll tell you what.
NDSU is a powerhouse. You better be careful when the Bison come to town.
Who are they playing?
NDSU.
Here's what I'll do for you. I will root for UC Davis, but I need everybody on deck for Tulane, North Texas, then, tonight.
Oh, that's tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to miss the game.
Well, I got to text Guru because he said he might be able to help me. I think it's an ESPN game, so I...
Yeah, you should be able to find it.
I've never gotten Wi-Fi on a plane in my life.
I haven't either.
You got to pay for it if you're going to stream.
How much? Like $9.99, like for the flight?
And $9.
I'm only getting an hour of the game. Yeah, well, it's that. How I'll watch will be a game time decision.
Hopefully, we're on the same flight. Then we can split. You can sit next to me.
Oh, that's right. You're going down there. That would be fun.
Yeah.
You guys are both going to L.A.?
I guess so.
Dude, you guys are leaving me high and dry on a payday Friday?
Yeah, instead of the ship, we're going to be at Harvey Milk.
Yeah.
Well, by land or by sea.
I'll go with you.
Oh, thanks, Boston.
So that was cold. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studio. Hey, one thing we're not talking about. Hey, Kerr, Stevie, you stuck with Pat Spencer. How come?
Tonight was a no-brainer. You know, the other night was a tricky decision, but tonight was obvious. Pat was just incredible out there and controlled the game, and he's just about the right stuff. You know, it's organizationally. You know, you just want to stand for something. You know, you want to have an identity, and it's got to be about, you know, competitive spirit and. Just playing together and competing, and that's what was so beautiful about what that group did down the stretch.
Steve Kerr. Don't forget, Steve Kerr as a player was more like a... He was less like Pajemski, Moody, and Kuminga than he was like a Spencer or a... Not that he didn't... You know what I mean? He tends to relate to those guys a little bit more, I think, than the higher draft picks who got some playing time early in their careers. And he would have loved to have won that game, obviously, too, last night.
I think
anyway.
He wanted to win the OKC game.
Yes, I do, too.
Like, I think that may have, well, I don't know about pissed him off more than last night because they had a shot, but Steve Kerr isn't here to, he's not here to lose. He's not here to develop. He's not here to do, I think, all of the things that maybe fans want him to do, except for he's here to win games. And that's the part that's tough. It's like they're not winning games, and they're not very good. So it feels like all the areas that he is deficient in are being highlighted. But I would say so are the flaws of this team and this roster. And it's like each and every night you see something different, and you wonder, well, why do they have so much faith in some of the guys they do when the back end of the roster is putting in that kind of work? I mean, like, I thought last night, to your point earlier, the most positive part about last night, if you're going to look at the big picture, is DeAnthony Melton is going to help you. And it's easy to see why this team was really excited about bringing him back, why they were sad about losing him last year, because, I mean, that I realize they lost because of the tip-in, but if VJ Edgecombe doesn't get that putback, we're talking about DeAnthony Melton's block on Maxey. We're talking about him checking one of the best perimeter scores in the league. You know, one of the fastest guys.
Did they give him a block for that?
Oh, I think he got a piece of that.
He might.
It was an air ball.
I didn't know if he did or not. I knew he contested the hell out of it. I'll look. But, yeah, regardless, it was tremendous defense.
But how many times this year, and even going back to last year sometimes, in big moments, whether it was regular season playoffs, can you recall a Warriors player? Maybe Moses was this guy last year, but top of the key, best player on the other team, you know, the Maxey, the Doncic, the Jamal Murray, whoever, has the ball, and you just throw a guy on him and get a stop. How many times have they done that this year? And I know they didn't get the rebound, but he forced a miss. And that, to me, is an aspect of this team that they right now don't have.
Yeah, Melton's interesting. Really, really, really liked his game last night. He sneaky athletic. And I got to believe he'll look more athletic the more he plays. Hopefully he can stay in there, but he's got energy. He looks like a player is what he looks like. He looks like a player. Let's go to Jay in San Jose. Hey, Jay, what's going on, my man?
Steiny, I want to give you credit because yesterday you was trying to help Guru understand that certain players, if you take them out of this system and put them somewhere else, they may develop and they may be the superstar that you see other players are today. So you were trying to get that point across. So I want to give you your flowers, Steiny. You get it.
Thank
now,
you.
Transitioning over to Evan. First of all, he just said that Pazinski is up on extension deservedly or something like that. Based on what metrics? Definitely not. And then he didn't
have a comment about I never said he was deserving of an extension.
But he's eligible.
He's eligible.
Deservingly or something like that. As if you was giving a cosign. Okay, even if you didn't, you checked the tape, but I think you did. Now, let's go forward. You say Pazinski, Kuminga, and Moody. And then out of all that, you said at least Pazinski, he's crazy enough to at least try.
Right.
Of course he's a win trying because if a coach look you in the face and say, I believe in you, go out there, and if you make mistakes, I'm not going to pull you out, then he's going to act a little bit differently than the other two. So let's point the finger, right on the table, alcohol pest control. Steve Kerr is the problem because you're sitting up here trying to act like the common thread is each one of them is a victim in Steve Kerr's system. If you take out Steve Kerr's system, producers maybe don't even play at all. But even inside of Steve Kerr's system, we've seen Kuminga in the playoff in the second round against a tough Minnesota team average 20 to 30 points a game. You can't just throw that away like that guy is not a good player. But the coach said we're going to run the offense through you, and we believe in you in this moment because we need you, and look what he did. So if you're getting paid $12, $19 million a year, you need to do more than just try to figure it out. You need to tell players and make them, you draft talent, and with that talent, you develop them to become what you want for your system. Apparently, your system is not working no more.
Jay, thank you for the call. Forceful. Forceful. Hey,
do I get to respond or?
No, he just he puts you in your place and then you sit there.
On a,
of course you can respond.
Okay. Pods didn't play the fourth quarter.
Oh, is that it?
Well, like for like he doesn't have to worry about his rope, like his leash getting yanked. He literally he literally did not play in the fourth quarter last night. By the way, like if we want to put a real rat on the table, brought to you by Edco Pest Control. Why were they in the game?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spencey.
He looks pretty good in the system.
Yeah.
Guy Santos looked pretty good in the system last night. Quentin Post looked pretty good in the system.
You know,
I don't think the system is the reason why they won or lost the game. But if we're going to be honest, why are your players that are starting unable to play in this system, but the guys who are on two-way contracts can play in the system? Why?
Well, I know one reason
because the coach believes in them? Get that baloney out of here.
Well, keep in mind that the season's got ebbs and flows. There's no doubt about it. And like,
if there's anybody that should be pissed on this team, it is Pat Spencer. Because he can go out and play games like he has the last two games, and then when Curry comes back, he's going to be buried. And he knows that.
You know, sometimes you talk on the radio and you got a sugar cut. You know, you don't necessarily talk about, you know, if we were at a bar, I would say this. You know what's going on right now in their own way with Moody, Kuminga, and Pods? They're feeling sorry for themselves. They are. They got their dauber down. They think, you know, they think the coach has lost confidence in them. Now he's starting to take their minutes. They're feeling a little bit victimized because they maybe feel like they're getting leapfrogged when it's finally their opportunity to shine because of the three guys. And whether Kerr's handling it right or wrong, they're just, they've all just lost an edge. They're not playing with confidence. And I think they're just down and just, like, I said this to you during the Oklahoma City game, and I love Moody, but I was like, Moody looks like he's over it. Like, just over it here in a weird way. Now, that's just body language that you catch on TV and you might not mean anything, but I think you add up the things Moody's been saying over the last year or two about, you know what I'm talking about when he said, well, it hasn't been easy coming into it. You know, I do get in and out. Like, I think he's frustrated.
Yeah, I think he's frustrated that he helped contribute a 23-8 record and then wasn't the starter at the beginning of the season. Like, he was told that, I think out of all the three players, Moody has bought into the system or the philosophy, whatever you want to call it, more than any of the three. He's the guy that has been just, he's had to wait his time. He's had to bide his time. He's a guy that signed a terrible for him, like a small contract, a team-friendly deal when he didn't have to. And he's just been waiting, waiting, waiting. And this year, I'm sure he came into the year wondering, all right, I'm finally going to get I know what I am. I'm the starting three on this team. I'm a 3-and-D guy. I can play great defense. I can knock down some shots. And then day one, he doesn't have a starting job. That's got to be frustrating. And still, he hasn't complained about it. He's been but you can't tell me that hasn't impacted his play.
Right. I think there's two things. I think he is disappointed. I think he's frustrated. I think he's bummed out. But he has been the most professional. I mean, he has been the consummate professional while he's been here. So to me, Moody's an indication that you can be upset, and it doesn't necessarily have to affect your play, because I do feel like he was a grown-up when he was drafted here. At least, you know, his game was his life, he was probably more mature than even his game at that point, because he only did play 1 year there. All right, at Arkansas, I'm talking about. 888-957-9570 is the number. What a December game last night. It's really, I do wish they had won that game. It would have been deserving for those guys. I mean, you know, like, sometimes we talk about those guys like they're, you know, the Make-A-Wish group, and it's like they deserve to get rewarded last night. Like, those guys, they turned that game around. Good for them. All right. 888-957-9570. I'm going to go run it down. Reginald, Bobby, Leroy, Pat, we got a lot of calls. I'll get to you all on the other side. You know that's how we do it here on 95.7 The Game. And don't forget, it's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. All righty, Steiny and Evan Giddings today. Guru out. Got an ear issue. Insert joke here.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, because it's more of a, probably from listening to me is what I was saying.
Oh, that actually reminds me. So my brother, he works for a startup company. And typically at startups, there are people coming in, coming out. You know, the life expectancy is like that of a NBA player, right? A couple of years. Very short. So the other day, there was a friend of his he's leaving the company. He's moving on. He's getting a better job. He's working with some other, you know, tech startup, yada, yada. And so the boss of the company that my brother works for sent out an email. And in the email, which was clearly crafted by AI, it says, "We would like to thank," insert name here, bracketed on both sides, "for his spectacular work with," insert startup's name.
Oh, no.
And there was multiple lines where it was a generic bracket of insert here. In this company-wide send-off farewell email about this guy who'd been working there for a... It was, in one breath, hilarious, in another, oh my God.
Oh, y'all playing with me.
Dude, I felt so bad for my brother's friend.
I got a message yesterday at 1:47 that said, "Hey, Marty, stay positive and keep believing in yourself. You deserve good things." That's the text I got.
Is it a fortune cookie?
A 346 number. I get like one of those every 3 days now. "You're doing it great. You keep your head up. Don't let the bad times get you down." Like, all right, thank you. Appreciate it. I feel like doing my clay. Who is you? Who is you? All right, let's try to be positive today. DeAnthony Melton. There it is. There's your silver lining, ladies and gentlemen. Leroy in Oakland. Hey, Leroy, how you doing, man?
What's up, Steiny? What's up, Evan? Man, oh, man, oh, man. These Golden State Warriors, what can we say? You know what? I mean, we have overturned everything. We have overturned every rock, every building, trying to figure out what's going on with the Warriors. And I just found myself going back. I found myself going back. And I look at after 2022, the draft, the Warriors have been horrible at drafting after 2022. And I say that because if you look at this team, we want to put things around Stephen Curry. That's all I hear. They got to fit with Stephen Curry. They got to fit with, you know, this is Curry's team. You build around Curry. You got to come in and fit what they're doing with Curry. Okay, fine. You have to draft that way. And they just have not put the people around Stephen Curry in the draft. Steiny, let me run something by you real quick. Check out this lineup. Stephen Curry, Jimmy Butler, LaMelo Ball, Noah Clowney, and Alfred Sengun. Or you can even throw Jalen Johnson in there. Woo! That's a heck of a lineup. Those are the guys that the Warriors could have had, and they passed up on, took Kuminga, took Moody, took James Wiseman. It's like, what could have been? Hey, Evan, I'm coming down your road real quick. I know you had a problem when I said the Warriors have the worst backups in the league. But I meant that, Evan. I look at the Pelicans. I look at the Pacers, who are the two worst team in the league, and I will take their role players in a second over the Warriors' role players. And that's where I'm at. Hey, I don't think we're going to make the playoffs this year and let the rebuild start. I think Curry's going to go home and play with LaMelo Ball anyway. And boy, that would just make me sick.
Thanks, Leroy. We can wait on that.
Pat Spencer played pretty well.
He brought something up. And I've thought, and I've said this, but it's more proof, I think.
So Noah Clowney?
Think about this for a sec. So the Warriors 2020, 2021, 2022, okay. They weren't really operating under the everything and anything for Steph. Would you agree with that?
Well, he said since 2022.
I guess what I'm saying is, he's right. If you have Steph Curry on your team and you're drafting, you've got to factor in they are coming onto a team with Steph Curry. And if this system is so complex and so read and react, then you have to get smart players or as smart of a player you can get who's young at the time. So that's what just struck me. You have to be able to play with Steph, but in that draft pick, they picked Wiseman without a basketball foundation, Kuminga without a basketball foundation, and Moody, who played 1 year in college. So clearly what they were thinking is, well, we're probably done winning titles, so they don't have to fit perfectly with Steph. You know what I mean? Like, why didn't they draft more ready to play?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Play with Steph players. If they thought it was so important and they still thought they had a championship window.
I think they thought that they were getting the best players on the board. I mean, it's again, yeah, there were more pro-ready prospects, but they took the players they thought were going to be the best players. They just did. Like, they took the guys that they thought had the most talent, players they believed had the highest ceiling. They drafted like a team in the lottery. But a team that wasn't in the lottery,
right?
Because they won the championship the following season. And then after that, then the ideology did change. They drafted players they believed could step in and play around Curry and were pro ready. I mean, yeah, were they misses? Absolutely. I have actually gone back on this, and I think that the Moody and Kuminga draft is probably the one where they missed the most, because if you just look at the players from that draft, a lot of the guys that were taken behind those two players look like they could help you right now.
Okay, so Murphy's one of them. Trey Murphy.
Trey Murphy's one of them.
Okay, so, but let's go to Trey Murphy. Somebody on the YouTube chat and Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, Trey Murphy was a 50-40-90 player in college. You told me that the other day,
he was.
Right?
He also played at two different schools in college.
Right, and he played at Virginia. And
he played under multiple systems and was successful in he played at Rice and then played at Virginia. He played 3 years of college.
Right, but what I'm saying is, I'll bet you one of the reasons the Warriors didn't take, so they took Kuminga, or they took Moody and Kuminga over Trey Murphy.
Yeah.
Clearly because they thought Murphy was essentially pretty close to his upside. Like, he wasn't going to get a lot better. He played 4 years in college. And so the Warriors, of course, they took Kuminga. They looked at Trey Murphy, and they're like, boy, he's almost a finished product. This is who he's going to be. But Jonathan Kuminga is just starting to scratch the surface. He could be even better. Well, that is if he progresses, and now all of us, like, I'm with you. Why? You need a guy who's going to play with Curry? Why not a guy out of Virginia? Why are you saying Virginia? Because those guys are supposed to really know how to play. Then why didn't they?
Because they thought that Moody could be better.
Yeah.
I mean, Moody was the best player on a team that got to the Elite Eight his freshman season of college. So it wasn't like he didn't know how to play. You know, there was a foundation for Moses Moody. The Kuminga one is different to me. But Moody was a guy that, in fact, I remember, because we were doing draft shows around that time, they thought Moses might have been the seventh overall pick. I mean, people were high on him in Golden State. But obviously, that it wasn't just him. Like, Jalen Johnson was taken 20th that year. I think Şengün was taken after that. Like, there were guys who they could have gotten instead of Moses Moody, and they chose not to because that's who they were fixated on. He could shoot it really well. He was a good scorer. He's SEC freshman of the year, all the rest. Like, they thought he was the best player.
Yeah.
And they were wrong.
Do you guys think they even considered Şengün? I don't.
No.
He's just so prototypically not their style of player.
And they probably thought he was a raw big man. And
which is interesting because that's kind of what they were drafting. They were drafting raw players. Now, I don't know where Wiseman fit into that because he had been taken the year before, and maybe they didn't want another big. But, yeah, Şengün, I think he might have been on their radar, but they didn't go with him.
I think that they looked at Wiseman as he can run the floor, and I don't think they looked at Şengün like he could run the floor.
They got mesmerized by Wiseman and by Kuminga's athleticism and raw physiques almost. Okay, let's go to...
I actually think Şengün could play with Curry. He could play with anybody.
Oh, I didn't say he couldn't.
I agree.
I didn't say he couldn't. Reginald in Houston. Hey, Reginald, how you doing?
Hey, Reg.
Good to hear from you, man.
Hey, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to speak with you guys, and I want to extract emotion from this, and we're just going to break it down just to logic and common sense. And the word that I like to use is called sense of entitlement. And when you look at particular players, and I'll start with Pods. Pods has a sense of entitlement that he's arrived and he has not put in the necessary work where he has not progressed to be a better player and is showing on the floor clearly. Moses Moody, very professional, but he lacks the energy and lacks the intensity that you need to play NBA basketball. You have every team, a successful team, you have to have a level of dogs on your team. What Pat Spencer does, he brings that energy and he has that dog mentality. I'm going to go out there and get it. When you see Pods, when you see Kuminga, when you see Moody, it's a ho-hum mentality. And I'm seeing a low level of IQ as far as basketball. Buddy Hield, same thing. I seen him last night when the Warriors were up by one. He stripped one of the players from the Sixers. He could have easily drove to the basket. What did he do? He stood behind the three-point line and missed everything. Low IQ, not thinking. Pat Spencer, I remember a comment Pat Spencer said. He said, it's not all about ability, it's about IQ. If you come in there and run that offense, well, we all know it's a read and react offense. If you're slumping around and not doing the necessary things to play with that level of intensity, this is what happened. And finally, I will say this. If Mike Dunleavy Jr. is listening to the show, and I know he does, you're going to have to sit up here and grab your cojones and make a move. And I'll tell you one thing. You got Seth. He's a better player than Buddy. You move Buddy, you move Moody, you move Kuminga, and you also move Pods. You're going to have to do it. Those are valuable assets that you could do to upgrade this team. It can be done, but you're going to have to sit up here and make a decision and stand up to Joe Lacob and say, hey, look, we can't do anything else with Kuminga because, number one, he does not have the IQ to play in this system. You see, every time he does not get a call, what does he do? He sits on the floor. He complains. He does not get back on defense. He takes ill-advised shots when he goes to the rim. When they played the Rockets a couple of weeks ago, in the middle, he's surrounded by four players. Instead of passing it to an open player, what do? He tried to force the shot. It's low IQ.
Hey.
You're not thinking. All I would ask all the callers when they call and they complain about Steve, use your common sense. Extract the emotion and look at it from a logical perspective.
Reginald, thank you so much for calling, man. Love you. Have a great weekend. And I would like to talk to when a coach says, we go 12 deep, right? Isn't that what Steve said early in the year? That's kind of good and bad. If you've got three or four really good subs and a starting lineup that kind of stays consistent, then 10, 11, 12 aren't going to mean anything anyway. But what I'm getting at is exactly what Reginald was saying. I would do the same thing. I would, I don't know who the guys are, but of this group, Will, and forget about what you'd get for him. I'm not saying you could get a difference maker. You could get a this, that, the other thing. But as it relates to Will Richard, Moses Moody, Pajemski, Kuminga, Hield, Post, Spencer. Like, there's eight guys. Move four of them. Like, move four of them. And the other four then just become the guys who've got to be those guys. And then whoever you bring in, they'll kind of fend for themselves. But you know what I mean? Like, if you give a coach eight guys of equal value and, hey, pick who's going to play tonight, well, you're just picking out of a hat. So just give him four to pick from.
Well, you know? Are you bringing in a player that can help?
I don't know. You know what? Honestly, Evan, I'm being dead serious. I'm almost, if I could trade two or three of those guys for a pick or two and just one rotation guy, I would do it.
But this is the thing, though, and part of it is because of the absence of some of your best players. But you also have to think about, are you bringing in a player that's going to help you when you're at full strength and is going to be, you know, a three? Or are you bringing in a player for a night like last night that could be the difference between you winning and losing against the Sixers? Because, again, it's I think you have – or is it a player that can do kind of both? Like, they almost have two teams right now. They have a team that plays and that you're looking at, all right, they could be formidable in a postseason series. They think so, right? Curry, Jimmy, Draymond, Horford, and then insert the fifth guy. And then there's a team that you got to figure out, well, when Curry is out or when Jimmy's out, how are they going to play together? And that, to me, is the biggest problem right now. It's like the team that's out there last night, that's not their team. But it kind of has to be because of the unavailable players. Like, they just can't stay on the floor as much. And that to me, is where you do have to find, I don't know if it's a role player, but that's where a younger guy comes into play and they just don't have that dude.
Yeah.
Like, shrinking the roster, it'll help you clarify some of your choices and maybe it'll make people feel more comfortable with, like, all right, here's our eight, but what if then you find out that eight still isn't good enough?
You may find that out. I guess, like, and I hate doing this because I'm going to throw some names out, and what always happens is we get focused on the names more, and so we'll say, well, they couldn't do that, or they would do, but, like, for example, like, would you trade Kuminga and Pods for Grayson Allen?
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Could you move two guys for one, or maybe even does somebody really like Pods out there? Does somebody like Kuminga? And then you get one player back in here that would know how to play with Steph, Draymond, and Butler. Like, that's the kind of deal I might be interested in.
Yeah, but again, you're trying to improve the team, not the team we saw last night.
Correct.
You're trying to get a guy in here that can help when you have Steph, Jimmy, Draymond. They have to make a move. I don't know what they need. They need a lot of things. They need a wing. They need a big. They need a guy who can score. They need a guy who can shoot. They need a guy who can defend. Combining four to get one is great, but it's not like you can just package a bunch of crap and turn it into a good player.
No, I'm not, and I don't know who the player is, but it would be a player on another team who fits better than Kuminga and Pajemski. Probably will come in here and be like, well, they're not as talented as Kuminga, but they'll be a better fit and impact winning more. I got to give it more thought, and then you live with whoever you're going to live with. If Gary, you decide, okay, we're keeping Gary Payton the second, and he's going to start playing 18 minutes a night for us, and we don't have to worry about Kuminga because he's not here, or Moody because he's not here, or who else would, you know, anybody who's not here. Will Richard. Does anybody want Will Richard? I'm just in order to pare down the eight names to five almost, you know?
Yeah, but again, this is the problem because your quote-unquote sixth to ninth best players are not playing like it. So, are you getting rid of that portion of the roster? Are you getting rid of the back end of your roster? You know, are you trying to clear room for more minutes for Pat Spencer? Are you trying to clear room for more minutes for Guy Santos?
I think what the goal would be, and again, I'm not saying it's easy, we would get a player in here at a reasonable age who we just know could play with those three guys. And I'm just using Grayson Allen, just to use Grayson Allen. So he comes here, and then...
That was the deal, honestly, the Warriors didn't want to do this summer for Kuminga. They didn't want Royce O'Neal and Nick Richards.
Right, and I don't think Grayson Allen was part of that.
No, but now we're stuck on Grayson Allen. But my point is they didn't want to trade for a couple of players who aren't as talented,
right,
but might fit better.
Right.
So
Well, I'm ready to get somebody who'll fit better with those guys.
Yeah, so was I. And I think they're going to have to do that because, again, it's like some of these dudes just seem checked out on given nights. All three of them at some point. And
like here's a trade I was just thinking about. And again, don't get bogged down on the name of the player so much as, okay, are there people out there that think the Warriors should go try to get a center? Get more size.
Sure.
Okay. And I know, and like, here, the problem is that I'm using a hypothetical and it won't work because, but like, would a team, could you go get Clint Capella and you give up Moody and Pods or Kuminga and Moody? Now, you may be giving them more young players. They probably don't want it. But what I'm saying is, then you get rid of two guys who are no better than the guys behind them, if that's what you think, and then you get a guy that you think, and I don't like Capella's name, but that's kind of what I'm thinking.
I mean, the Warriors.
Naz Reid. Could you go get Naz Reid for two Warrior players? Could you get Naz Reid for Kuminga and Pods?
The Timberwolves would hang up the phone.
You're probably right, but you got to just start scouring like that.
Yeah, I agree, but I think the issues that the Warriors have, and this is more of a front office thing than a coaching thing, in my opinion, it's just the Warriors front office has been reluctant to sell low in their eyes on assets the rest of the league does not believe are as valuable as the Warriors do. They think their players are better than they are, and they're not willing to take a lesser value for them. And that's why they've kicked their can down the road in regards to a lot of these young dudes. They think Pods is better than he is. They think Kuminga is better than he is. I don't know if Moody's ever been involved in trade talks. I think he maybe last year for Markkanen, but you know, then other teams are going to want picks too because they're taking on risks. They're taking on projects. Even at age, even 5 years into the league, Kuminga is still a project. There's potential, but he's still a project. And a lot of teams aren't willing to give you something to take that back.
All right, 888-957-9570. I see everybody on the line. Hang in there. I'm telling you, I'm going to get to all of you. Theo, Bobby, Jada, Pat, Nick, Austin. We got what they call action. This upcoming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're giving away three Warrior jerseys. These are those town jerseys, those beautiful brown-colored town jerseys. They debuted on November 24th against the Jazz. So we got a Curry, a Green, and a Butler, and they're up for grabs Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. For more details, go to 957thegame.com. That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan.
Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.